This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alayhi wa sahbihi wa ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the class of the sciences of hadith. Today, inshallah, we will talk about the other types of the hadith al-muqata' or the hadith that has a missing link. We already talked about two types of it. And today, inshallah, we'll continue with the other two types. We said that there are four types of the weak hadith due to a clear missing link. One of them is hadith al-mursal, which is the hadith that has a link missing from the end of it, at the end of it. And the mu'allaq, the hanged hadith, a hadith that has one missing from the beginning of it. Now, we will move to another type, which is al-hadith al-mu'dal. That's the name of it, al-hadith al-mu'dal. What do we mean by hadith mu'dal? Hadith al-mu'dal is the hadith that has two or more narrators missing in succession. That's the condition of hadith al-mu'dal. We have two or more missing narrators in succession. We call it hadith mu'dal. We have a real example. When Imam Malik rahimahullah, he says, narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu said, the slave deserves the food and clothing from his master. In this hadith, Malik rahimahullah is saying, narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, did Malik, Imam Malik rahimahullah, did he meet with Abu Huraira? Did he meet with him?
No.
No, he did not meet with him. Nor did he meet with the one who is before Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is a companion. Malik rahimahullah was not a successor. He did not meet with any of the companions. He met with the ones after them. So definitely there is someone missing here. How do we know they are two people? How do we know they are two people? Now again, we said this hadith is mu'dal because there are two people between Malik and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. However, they are in succession. There are two people. Let's say you have isnad, you have a chain of narrators. There is one missing at the beginning, then there is one missing at the middle, and there is one missing at the end. How many people are missing here?
Three.
Is it mu'dal? Why? Why it's not mu'dal? They are not in succession. They have to be in succession. So again, how did we know that? Because this hadith came from another narration, and it came with two men. Now in general, you could simply tell that this hadith is munqata. There is no continuous chain, definitely, because Malik, rahimahullah, he did not meet with Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. But is it mu'dal or not? That's sometimes difficult to know. But you could know if the same hadith came from another narration where it says there are three narrators and then there is Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first one is contemporary to Imam Malik, rahimahullah. So we know that there are two other people. So how do you know? By other narrations. You know by other narrations. What's the ruling of hadith al-mu'dal? Yirhamkum. Is it authentic hadith? Is it hasan hadith? What is it? It is da'if. Why? There is a missing link. Not only missing link, we have two missing. So it's actually not only weak, it's very weak. Usually it is very weak. Because we have two missing people, not only one. If it's one only, it is sufficient to have the weak category. How about two? So hadith al-mu'dal is weak. Remember, it's important to know that sometimes
The mu'dal, hadith al-mu'dal, overlaps with mu'allaq. How? What's the mu'allaq to begin with? What's the mu'allaq? How it is hanged?
Missing links from the bottom.
Bottom, that's what we said, bottom? From the beginning of it. What do we mean by the beginning of it?
From the person after the narrator.
From the compiler, after him. So let's say we have Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah. And he is narrating from one man. And that Shaykh of Abu Dawud rahimahullah, he is narrating from a successor. And the successor is narrating from a companion. And the companion is narrating from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What's the ruling on this hadith? If the one over Abu Dawud is missing, what do we call it? If the one from Abu Dawud is missing, mu'allaq. What if two are missing? The Shaykh of Abu Dawud and his Shaykh. Mu'dal. Isn't it mu'allaq also?
Yes.
It is mu'allaq also. So it could be both. That's what we mean by they may overlap sometimes. It could be mu'allaq and it could be mu'dal. Let me clarify it more with an example here. Here is Abu Dawud rahimahullah. And let's say he took from Imam Ahmad. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he took it from Imam al-Shafi'i. And Imam al-Shafi'i took it from Imam Malik. And Imam Malik took it from Nafi', from Ibn Umar, from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many narrators between Abu Dawud and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Five. Are you with me? We have five narrators. If those two are missing, Imam Abu Dawud said, حَدَّثَنَا or عَنْ مَالِك, from Malik. The first and the second are missing. What do we call this hadith? مُعْضَل. It's مُعَلَّق also. It is مُعَلَّق. Because anything is missing from the beginning, مَا أَوَّلُ الْإِسْنَادِ مِنْهُ يُطْلَقُ وَلَوْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ مُعَلَّقُ. It is مُعَلَّق. But it is also mu'dal. Why? Because we have two missing in succession. What if this one is missing? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. From Nafi', from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me hear you. Mursal, exactly, that's correct. Mursal. Mursal. It is Mursal. We just said that yesterday. What if those two are missing? Number two and number three. So it's straight from Ahmad, from Nafi'. It is what? Mu'dal. Isn't it mu'allaq?
No.
From the beginning. Do we have the beginning? Yes, so it's not mu'allaq. It's only what? Mu'dal. We have two. What if this one and this one is missing? معلق. Why? It's missing from the beginning. And actually there is another name for it. It's coming with us now. It is munqata. Munqata means it's not linked. It's dislinked. Any hadith that has one narrator is missing, it is called munqata. So it applies for all of them. But usually they say the munqata has one missing narrator or more, whether it is from the beginning, from the middle, or from the end. So now let's stick to the mu'dal. Is it clear what's the mu'dal? The hadith that has two missing narrators in succession. They don't have to be from the beginning. Now, the last type of the clear missing link, which is munqata. This is the last type of the da'if because of the clear missing link. Again, this is the chart. Remember what we said about the weakness in the hadith due to a missing link or due to the weakness of the narrator. We discussed the clear missing link. We talked yesterday about mursal and about mu'allaq. Today we just talked about mu'dal, and now we are talking about the munqata. Then we will move to the tadlis. We will study the other type, inshallah. We discussed the clear missing link. We talked about al-mursal and al-mu'allaq. Now we will talk about al-munqata, after we already discussed al-mu'dal. What's the munqata? The hadith that has a missing narrator. It's as simple as that. In this example, we have this imam is missing, Imam Ahmad. What's the category of this hadith? Mu'dal? Mu'allaq. Why? It's missing from the beginning. It's also what? Munqata. Munqata. As long as you have one missing, it's called what? Munqata. Okay. What if he's mentioned? Ibn Umar rahimahullah radiyallahu anhuma is missing. What's the ruling? Mursal. Only? And munqata. Always, if there is one missing, it's always munqata. What if Ibn Umar and Nafi' are missing, both of them? What? What do you think? Let me hear you, yes. Huh? Mu'dal and munqati'. Why it's mu'dal? Two in succession. Two in succession, that's why. Munqati' because there is one missing or more. Isn't it mursal also? Yes. It is mursal because there is a missing narrator from the top of it. At the end of... I may ask you, you have to give me all of the categories, not only one or two. All of them, all that which is applicable. Okay. What if those two narrators are missing? Only those, number two and number four. Number two and number four. I know it's weak hadith. Yes. Umar says munqata. What else? Mursal. Why? Mu'allaq. Why it's mu'allaq? It's from the beginning. What about Ahmad?
It's munqata.
It is only munqata.
Because there's some circles in there somewhere.
It is only munqata. Okay? Okay, I hope now it's clear. Okay, now then we will move, inshallah, to the other type. The weakness in the hadith due to unclear missing link. Due to unclear missing link. Which we call tadlis. We will talk in particular about a tadlis. And it is in the book. 5 pages in the book, from page 103 until 107. We have it in the book, 5 pages, from 103 until 107. At-Tadlis. You will open the book later, don't open it now. 103 until 107. What's the meaning of Tadlis? Linguistically, Tadlis means concealment. Concealment. Mudallis is the one who conceals. You conceal something. That's the meaning of tadlis. Linguistically, tadlis means concealment. In hadith terminology, hiding a defect in the hadith and showing the goodness of it. Hiding the defect of the hadith and showing the hadith as if it's strong or good. That's in general the meaning of tadlis. Because again, you are concealing something. What are you concealing? You're not concealing a good thing. You are concealing a weak narrator. You're concealing a defect in the hadith. That's what we mean by concealment. Tadlis. It's called tadlis. It varies. That's why we said in general, that's the meaning of tadlis. And now we will come to the types of the tadlis. We have two major types. Concealment in hadith is divided to two types. We have two major types. Tadlis al-isnad, concealment in the isnad, in the chain of narrators, which means concealing a narrator, and tadlis al-shuyukh, concealing the identity of the narrator. We have concealing a narrator totally and concealing the identity of the narrator. These are the two types of tadlis. Concealing narrator, concealing the identity of the narrator. Okay, let's take them in details. First, tadlis al-isnad. Concealing a narrator. Dr. Kamali in the book said, to narrate from an authority. What do you mean by from an authority? From a man whom he met, but from whom he did not learn that particular hadith. This definition in page 103. I wrote the page so you don't write it, because you have it in the book. So you listen to me. To narrate from an authority whom he met, but from whom he did not learn that particular hadith. What's the example for this? You are students here. I gave you one particular thing. There were students also before you. They heard from you what I gave you, which I did not give them. They start telling the people what I said, as if they heard it from me. Now, are they the students of Aris or not? They are. Did they hear what they are telling from me directly or from you? They heard it from you. But what they are telling the people? They are telling them they heard it from me. That's exactly the example. To narrate from an authority whom he met, but from whom he did not learn that particular thing. Is it clear now? Is it clear now? So you have a narrator. That narrator, he narrates from the sheikh. And they know him. He's the student of that sheikh. But that sheikh has other students. And he gave them other things. The previous narrator, he comes and he narrates from the Shaykh directly. But he narrates things that he did not hear directly. He heard it from other people. And he conceals them. That's what we mean by tadlis al-isnad. He conceals the identity, he conceals the narrator. Is it clear? How does it happen? I gave another example. Look at the colors. I tried to color the name so it will be clear. A student, the name of the student is Ahmed. And the name of the Sheikh is Salim. Salim gave Ahmed 10 ahadith. But Ahmed, the student, he narrated from Salim 11 ahadith. Or he narrated 10 ahadith, 9 ahadith which he heard from him, and 1 hadith not from him. It was from another man who heard it from Salim. That man, his color is red. Okay? That's how it happens. We have Ahmed, the student of Salim, and we have Ahmed took it from someone from Salim. So whatever he took from someone, he doesn't mention him. He goes straight to his sheikh, Salim. He tells the people, I heard it from Salim. We have a real example. In Mustadrak of Imam al-Hakim, we should know now what's al-Mustadrak, the supplement or the follow-up. Ali ibn Khashram said, Ibn Uyayna said, حدثنا Ibn Uyayna. Who's Ibn Uyayna? Sufyan ibn Uyayna. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he's one of the scholars. He said, from Az-Zuhri, عن Az-Zuhri. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he said, from Az-Zuhri. Because Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he met with Az-Zuhri. He took from him. So he said, from Az-Zuhri. But he was asked, they asked him, did you hear it from Az-Zuhri? Did you hear that particular thing from Az-Zuhri? He said, no, not from Az-Zuhri, not even from the one who heard it from Az-Zuhri. So how many people he concealed? Two. Instead of one, he concealed two. So he did tadlis. But why he did it? Because people thought he took it directly from him. Now you don't narrate a hadith from someone you never met in your life. Because people will know, basically, that you did not see him. Definitely there is someone missing. The problem is when you narrate from someone you already know, but you narrate that which you did not hear. That's why it's difficult. That's why they say it is defect in the hadith. But here comes the issue again. If you already know him, if you already narrated from him, how they know that this particular hadith, you did not hear it from him? That's a difficult thing. That's why they say it is a hidden defect. So when Ibn Uyayna was asked, did you hear it from Az-Zuhri? He said, no. I heard it from Abdul Razzaq, from Ma'mar, from Az-Zuhri. So there were two people, Abdul Razzaq, Ibn Hammam, Sanani, and Ma'mar ibn Rashid. Both of them were concealed. So basically that's what he said. Ali ibn Khashram, he said, حدثنا Ibn Uyayna عن Az-Zuhri. But in reality, it was Ibn Uyayna from Abdul Razzaq, from Ma'mar, from Az-Zuhri. So instead of having three, you should have five. There were two concealed. Tadlis al-Shuyukh, the other type of the tadlis, is to narrate a hadith from a sheikh and to name that sheikh with what he is not known with. The name is there. There is no one is missing. But what is missing? The identity. How will you know that person? You don't know him. Like what? When you say, حدثنا محمد. How many Muhammads are there? Let's say you are a student and you have 10 shuyukh. All of them, their name is Muhammad. You're asked a hadith and you say, حدثنا محمد. But which Muhammad? We don't know. So there is no one is missing. But what is missing here? The identity. Who is Muhammad? Like if someone said, حدثنا عبد الله بن عثمان بن عامر, the companion. Who is عبد الله بن عثمان بن عامر? The companion. This companion was famous with his nickname. Nope. Do you know who's this companion? Who knows? Yes, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, does anyone know him with this name? Abdullah ibn Uthman ibn Amir? Everybody knows him with the name Abu Bakr. Now when I told you he's Abu Bakr, oh, you're saying Abu Bakr. Okay, we know him. That's tadlis al-shuyukh, when you hide the identity, when you conceal the identity of the sheikh. In the book, he gave you an example. Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid said, حَدَّثَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ Ibn Abu Abdullah. So you say, Abdullah told us. And I tell you, who's Abdullah? Abdullah, the son of the father of Abdullah. Did I know who's Abdullah now? If there is someone whose name is Abdullah, definitely his father is the father of Abu Abdullah. His father is the father of Abdullah. So you did not clarify his name. So when I say Abdullah, and you tell me Abdullah, who's Abdullah? I ask you, who's Abdullah? Instead of telling me Abdullah ibn, and you give me a name, you tell me Abdullah, the son of the father of Abdullah. Because his father is the father of Abdullah. When I tell you who's Muhammad, you tell me Muhammad, the son of the father of Muhammad. Did I mention the name? It's not clear. While when I tell you Abdullah ibn Abi Dawood, now you know who's Abu Dawood. Abu Dawood, the famous Imam of Hadith, Sulaiman ibn al-Ash'ath al-Sijistani. Now he is known, Abdullah. So what happened here? The narrator is there. I mentioned his name, Abdullah, but I mentioned him with something that he's not known with. Nobody knows him with Abdullah, the son of the father of Abdullah. Every Abdullah, his father is the father of Abdullah. But when you tell me Abdullah, the son of Abu Dawood, then now I know him. These are the two types of tadlis. There is another type, tadlis at-taswiyah. This is attached to tadlis al-isnad, but it is worse. That's why they separated it. It's included in tadlis at-taswiyah, tadlis al-isnad. Tadlis at-taswiyah means tadlis of improvement. What do we mean by that? To omit a weak narrator between two reliable narrators. To omit a narrator who's weak between two reliable narrators. That's why they call it tadlis at-taswiyah. What happens here? If you have three narrators, look at me. You have three narrators. Strong narrator, weak narrator, strong narrator. What's the ruling of the hadith? What's the degree of it?
Hasan.
You have weak narrator and is still Hasan?
Weak number.
For any reason, he's weak. Strong, weak, strong. What's the ruling of this hadith? It's weak. But what if I tell you, strong, strong. It's sound hadith, it's authentic. So what happened here? The degree of the hadith is totally changed, 180 degrees. Why? Because I concealed one weak narrator. I did not conceal any narrator, I concealed weak narrator. And I did not conceal it just like that, I concealed it so you would think it is a strong hadith. That's why it's very bad type of concealment. The other type, when I tell you Abdullah, I'm mentioning his name, but I'm mentioning something that you don't know about him. Example, here, again, let's say the same example, Ahmad and Salim. Both of them are authentic. But Yusuf, he's not authentic. Ahmad did not take it from Salim directly. He usually takes it from Salim. But this time he took it from Yusuf. who's weak. And Yusuf took it from Salim. I come and I say from Ahmad, from Salim, or Salim, and I omit Yusuf. What happens here? This is what we call tadlis at-taswiyah. And with this, inshallah, we'll conclude our session for the hadith. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وصحبه أجمعين.